Let us look at digital marketing. In the past, we had, you know, salesmen and marketing personnel who were moving out, traveling quite a lot, trying to sell their product, sell their ideas. Today, no such thing is happening. The entire marketing setup has gone digital. You know, you get online marketing, internet, or web marketing before you on a day in and day out basis. It is basically marketing of products and services using digital technology, mainly on the internet, but also through your mobile phone, display advertising, and any other digital medium. Using an omni-channel strategy is becoming increasingly important for enterprises who must adapt to the changing expectations of consumers. They want day in and day out sophisticated offerings throughout the purchasing journey. Mind you, today's consumer, especially the consumers in large cities, they are very well educated and they are very sophisticated. So they want this change marketing method. They are more relying on that. And therefore, as a collateral, the retailers are also increasingly focusing on their online presence, including online shops that operate alongside existing store-based outlets. Digital marketing, of course, has become an increased advantage for large brands and businesses. How? They have got methods which gives them a huge geographical advantage by search engine optimization, search engine marketing, content marketing, influencer marketing, content automation, campaign marketing, data-driven marketing, and e-commerce marketing. These are all part and parcel of digital marketing, and these methods have given huge advantages. Of course, media is giving a competitive advantage to your digital marketing. Effective usage allows business to create competitive advantage through various means. To reach the maximum potential, firms will use the social media as its main tool to create a channel of information. You are looking at so many TV shows. And each of the TV shows, in between, they have got an advertisement. That is a digital marketing advertisement. Business create social media pages. Why? Because the relationship quality between new customers and existing customers, consistent reinforcement of improving brand awareness is done. Maintaining a successful social media presence requires a business to be consistent in interactions through creating a two-way feed of information. You order anything online. Once you get the goods, you are asked to give your feedback. Sometimes we are lazy. Why should we take the headache of giving a feedback? But if we find a little bit of a defect in that particular product, blah, 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 we'll shoot. And that feedback information helps them to correct mistakes wherever, whichever way they have occurred. Well, I don't think I can give you the real effectiveness of digital marketing. It is so very vast. It is you who have got to now develop this strategy. That is a strategy linked into the effectiveness of digital marketing and content marketing. Content marketing is delivering the content that your audience is seeking in the place that they are searching for. Not simply going here, haywire here and there. It has been found that content marketing is highly present as part and parcel of digital marketing and is very successful, very much successful. Digital media has helped the brands reach consumers to engage with their product or services in a very personalized way. You feel as if you are reacting in a personal way through the digital media. The various channels which are part and parcel of the digital marketing channel. We have got plenty of channels and plenty of various formats which facilitate by the multiple channels. Affiliate marketing. Of course, affiliate marketing means you affiliate with somebody else and jointly you come to a marketing platform. Yes, business has not found this to be safe. Then you have got display advertising. It gives online showcasing of your product or promotional messages and, most important, the ideas to the consumers. Today, marketing personnel, they don't show you the product first. They build up ideas into your mind and then connect those ideas directly to their product, that you need this product. So they are putting ideas into your head that you need their product. Email marketing, in comparison to any other digital marketing, this is the best, cheapest, and rapidly it has expanded to a very great extent. Search engine marketing, it's a form of internet marketing, involves the promotion of websites. That means here you have got to develop your website and put it onto the search engine. Thereby, you are increasing visibility in the search engine result pages. This is primarily through paid advertising. Social media advertising or marketing is again another procedure wherein strategies are made and executed to draw in the traffic. How? You want to gain attention of the buyer through their website. You are using today's, you know, all the social media platforms that you see, especially the soap operas that you see. They are basically all a platform of social media-based advertising. The best form, if you see, how many of you are seeing the Kapil Sharma show? I think most of you are. What is it? Is it a platform to make you laugh only? No. It is a platform created as a social media platform to advertise a particular movie which is expected to come. And that is where you see the prime actors of that movie entering the show. And they are advertising themselves directly connected with the social media platform. You are laughing, yes. But at the same time, they are putting this into your head that this picture is coming, you go and see this picture. So it makes you more interested. Same way, you have got so many soap operas. They have virtually become fashion. The fashion designers, they create more fashion. You see a particular dress being worn by the heroine in any soap opera. Oh yes, it's a very nice, a new creation. Next day, go and buy it. This is all social media marketing. Again, social networking also. It's an online platform which is used to build social networks or social relations with other people who share similar personal or career interest. Where? Look at Instagram, look at Twitter, look at WhatsApp, look at Facebook. These are all social network services where people who are related on certain personal, similar personal or career related interests, they meet each other, they communicate with each other. In gaming advertising, this is inclusion of products or brands within a digital game, which allows brands or products to place ads within their game, either in a subtle manner or in the form of an advertisement banner. Video advertisement. You want to read newspapers. Yes, you read newspapers. But if you have got that newspaper app on your mobile, you will find that in the middle of a news, you get a small video which is advertising a particular product. It has become very famous nowadays. These are all parts of the digital marketing channels. Yes, it has got such a wide network, and that is where a self-regulation is required. ICC code has integrated rules that apply to marketing communications for self-regulation of digital interactive media. There has got to be a regulation. Otherwise, tomorrow you will find that if you are seeing your particular soap opera in the TV, a 2 minutes soap opera and 10 minutes advertising. The entire line of that opera is lost. There has to be a clear and transparent mechanism to enable consumers to choose not to have data collected for advertising or marketing purposes. You send a lot of data based on your feedback. They normally use this for upgrading their advertising mechanism. There has to also to be a clear indication that a social network site is commercial and is under the control or influence of a marketer, then it is for you to decide whether you want to get into the social network or not. Marketers to communicate directly only where there are grounds to believe that the consumer has an interest in what is being offered. No, this doesn't happen very often. I'll tell you my case. I have a habit, after having a heavy lunch in the afternoon, I take a nap for about an hour. I've just got into a shut-eye. Suddenly I get a phone call. I feel it's a business phone call, so I take up that phone. Yes, hello. Mr. Sippy, this is Miss Anjali from so-and-so bank. We are offering a lot of loan facilities, blah, 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 etc. Are I already have a banking account. I don't want this. I simply tell them, not interested. Click, drop. Again, shut eye. Again, another phone call comes. Mr. Sippy, our builder, we are a part of a large building organization. We have come up with so many projects, high value projects. We are there to offer you, and if you place an order, we give you a discount, blah, 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 blah. I said, sorry, not interested. Now, I don't need these type of advertisement. And that is where they should follow a code of conduct to ensure that the person who is contacted has a need for the product. Respect for rules and standards of acceptable commercial behavior in social network is very important. And especially attention and protection for children has got to be added under any condition. When we want to look at the advantages, the major advantage is vast numbers. Huge reach out to potential consumers. Also, consumers are exposed to the brands and products that are being advertised directly, not through the local shopkeepers. Again, the reach over here is so very large. There are no limitations to the geographical reach. You do digital marketing in Bombay. People in Singapore also see that product. It has got such a vast geographical reach. And therefore, this also allows companies to become international and expand their consumer reach to other countries other than the country in which they are based or originated. It also allows them to increase their interaction with their customers, present as also future. Brands using internet space to reach target customers, digital marketing has really become a beneficial carrier option. Here is something which you can take very effectively, especially if you want to go into import-export business. Other practical limitations of digital marketing. One, it is useful for specific categories of products, meaning only consumer goods can be propagated through digital channel. Because you are able to reach consumers only, social marketing, digital marketing is only for consumer goods marketing. Industrial goods and pharmaceutical products cannot be marketing through digital channels. Of course, now some of the pharmaceutical products also are being marketed through certain apps. But definitely, it doesn't have such a vast scope as you have got in consumer marketing. Disadvantage. The major disadvantage is that digital advertising shows a large amount of competing goods and services that are using the same digital marketing strategy. You are using a strategy, you find same product, and another person also, another business also entering the same space. A similar company may allow customer to look at alternative options for a cheaper price or better quality of the same product or a quicker way of finding what they want online. And today you find that it's not the company which does, you yourself, when you want a particular product, you look at various options available to you in terms of quality, in terms of price, in terms of delivery option, in terms of payment options. You are able to look at all these things, not only for one company, but a number of companies. Some companies can be portrayed by customers negatively also, if there is a lack of trust. This is due to amount of advertising that appears on websites. Nowadays, the websites advertising, you are able to give online feedback through the same social media. And if you find that there is a fraud, you can immediately alert your targeted consumers. This will definitely affect their image and reputation and make them look dishonest. Your feedback. Well, if you have so much of advantages with, of course, a few disadvantages, you need to do a lot of planning. Planning for digital marketing management. There are different stages. First, opportunity. To create an effective planning, a business first needs to review the marketplace. You have got to review the marketplace. And for that, companies, they scan marketing and sales opportunities by reviewing their own outreach as well as other product outreach, as well as similar product outreach. And this basically means that they have got a competitive advantage to look into. Strategy. You have got to create a planned digital strategy. And here, you must review the digital proposition. That is what you are offering to consumers, and communicate it using the digital customer targeting techniques which we have seen before. Your company must express clearly what is being offered to the customers online. And action, third and final stage, requires the firm to set a budget and management system. There has also got to be a measurable touch point, such as the audience which has been reached across all digital platforms. Marketers must ensure the budget and systems are integrated for the paid, owned and earned media of the company. Yes, budgeting is very necessary. And the action and final stage of planning also requires the company to set in measurable content creation that is oral, visual or written, online media. After confirming the digital marketing plan, a scheduled format of digital communications should be encoded throughout the internal operations of the company. This ensures that all platforms used, they fall in line and complement each other for the succeeding stage of the digital marketing strategy. Thank you.